Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
They say anything can happen in the World Wrestling Federation, and by extension, anything can also not happen. This particular WrestleMania-flavored video will look at prospective plans that got changed along the long and bumpy road to the grandest stage of them all. I'm Cy from WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 amazing WrestleMania pitches that never happened. Number 10, The Miz vs. The Ultimate Warrior, WrestleMania 28 or 29. There's something special about our favorite wrestlers coming back after a long time away. More than that, it's even better when a current day star gets to get into the ring with someone they grew up watching. The Miz's favourite wrestler as a kid was the brightly coloured purveyor of intense promos himself, the Ultimate Warrior. Recently, the A-lister revealed on his TikTok account that he had pushed for a dream scenario backstage that would have put him in direct contact with his hero. The idea played into the character's desire to be recognised as the greatest intercontinental champion of all time by going over several previous title holders. Miz pitched a gauntlet lumberjack match where he would face five previous champions one by one and overcome all odds, only for a sixth secret competitor to be revealed. It's hard not to imagine how huge the reaction to the Ultimate Warrior's music hitting at WrestleMania would be as he stormed down to the ring to hit Miz with three clotheslines and a splash. Which WrestleMania Miz is referring to is hard to place, however this idea never came to fruition and never will with Warrior's passing in 2014. Number 9, Nexus Reunion, WrestleMania 36 and 37. It's largely agreed by WWE fans that the Nexus is one of the most mishandled stables and storylines of all time. The potential of this anti-establishment group of young upstarts is still talked about even 13 years after Cena buried them. However, according to the former Darren Young, the Nexus were apparently penciled in for WrestleMania 36. Because the show was moved to WWE's Performance Center amidst the COVID-19 pandemic, the segment was cut. McMahon reportedly didn't want to do the angle without a crowd. Getting the Nexus back together would have surely meant coming to an agreement with a lot of previously released talents, whether that was for one night only or a longer run. Former leader Wade Barrett, interestingly, did return to the WWE later the same year to take up a commentary position in NXT. This wasn't the last time Young teased a reunion, as the following year he outright said in a February 2021 appearance on the Dropkick podcast that Wade Barrett was going to stand up from the commentary table, command Nexus down to the ring to defeat Retribution. Well, that didn't happen either, so maybe Young's confidence in WWE taking his ideas seriously are a little misplaced. Number 8, Chris Jericho versus Kevin Owens for the Universal Championship, WrestleMania 33. The Universal Championship match at WrestleMania 33 between Brock Lesnar and Goldberg was a simple, brutal beatdown. Frankly, it over-delivered, considering that very few people were interested in it, especially because of what it seemed like WWE had originally been heading towards. The year's biggest story was the friendship of Chris Jericho and Kevin Owens and its heartbreaking dissolution. With months of the pair getting over as self-serving heels, Owens turning on Jericho set them up for one hell of a grudge match. After all, Owens had been given the Universal Championship to hold, and perhaps whilst it wasn't WWE's intentions, a great thing had fallen into their lap. Infamously, instead, the pair fought over the much lesser United States title in the second match of the night. On Busted Open Radio in 2019, Jericho expressed his frustration, saying, "To be on second with this angle that we had when it was designated at first, I was told by Vince, you're gonna win the world title from Kevin Owens in the main event of WrestleMania." 3 days later, he changed it to Brock vs. Goldberg and didn't tell me. Additionally, Vince apparently told Jericho that it was the worst match in WrestleMania history, which is a clear exaggeration. For example, the absolute malaise of Undertaker vs. Roman Reigns was on the very same night, so how does that work? Number 7, Beth Phoenix vs. Karma, WrestleMania 28. In 2012, the WWE's women's division was in a sorry state. Beth Phoenix had been Divas champion for nearly 200 days, was head and shoulders above her colleagues, and desperately needed a good WrestleMania opponent. On an episode of his show Wrestling with Freddie, actor and former WWE writer Freddie Prinze Jr. revealed that Stephanie McMahon had asked him to work on a very specific storyline storyline around this time. At this point, Karma had returned to the WWE, and to make her reappearance even more shocking, she did so by entering the Men's Royal Rumble match. She was only the third woman to ever do so, alongside Chyna and Beth Phoenix. The story from here was to have Karma rip through the division and destroy the recently signed TNA Knockouts champion Gail Kim in 7 minutes. By the sounds of things, Natalia would have hit the ring and also lost to the former Awesome Kong. Then Beth Phoenix would face off with her to set up the match at WrestleMania 28. However, despite Karma signing a deal with WWE, this Royal Rumble appearance would be her one and only showing of the year. That summer, she was released. Number 6, Mysterio vs. Andrade in a mask vs. hair match, WrestleMania 36. Dealing with a pandemic is bad enough, but even beyond that, WrestleMania 36 was kind of a booking disaster. From a fan perspective, reports came out every day about potential changes to the card. In January 2020, Rey Mysterio and Andrade Cien Almas clashed several times on Monday Night Raw. Their chemistry, both being luchador savants, was spot on, and it was great to see two men of differing generations mixing it up like this. Mysterio's years in the business likely meant knowledge for Andrade to soak up, and it seemed that getting in the ring with this young talent lit a fire under Rey. Speaking to TV Insider, the former world champion said he was willing to put his pride on the line in a mask versus hair match. The feud had certainly seen Andrade trying to unmask Mysterio, and Cien's pride in his image made the whole thing just make so much sense. Early reports for Mania did say that the two might meet again to square up for the United States title, but there was no mention of this unique stipulation. Even so, Mysterio was reportedly told to quarantine, and even then beyond that, Andrade was pulled from the show due to injury.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Number 5, Sting vs. Kurt Angle, WrestleMania 18. When WWE bought out their competition WCW, it meant a whole new host of stars to put together for upcoming events. Suffice to say that WrestleMania 18's card is jam-packed with dream matches composed of main eventers from both companies. Rock vs. Hogan, Austin vs. Hall, Edge vs. Booker T, and then randomly plonked in the middle is Kurt Angle going over Kane for some reason. Plans for Kurt Angle were originally much grander because WWE thought they'd found an incredible opponent for the Olympic gold medalist and didn't formulate a backup plan. In their eyes, Sting, one of the WCW stars who had originally refused to sign, was bound for Connecticut. This was a tad overconfident considering that Sting hadn't been quiet about his disinterest in working for the company. The Icon revealed in 2003 that he had had some serious contract negotiations with the company, but that he was wary of the schedule and WWE's increasingly more racy television products. In the end, he passed and instead went on to TNA in 2000. 2003. Later, Angle would follow suit, and this match would happen several times outside of WWE and WrestleMania. Number 4, Cena vs. Orton and Barrett vs. Undertaker, WrestleMania 27. One of John Cena's greatest rivals is most certainly Randy Orton, to the point where fans started to get sick of the two competing against each other over the years. That being said, despite the numerous pay-per-view bouts they had, the pair never faced off at WrestleMania. Of course, it was thrown around for at least one event, that being WrestleMania 28. At the show, Cena and Miz famously fought over the WWE title. However, in the months leading up to it, Cena was involved with Orton's feud with Barrett, so it's possible to see the path to that point. Speaking of Barrett, perhaps most importantly, he was gearing up for a showdown with The Undertaker at that year's Show of Shows. Again, the evidence is there. Barrett's Nexus had assisted Kane in burying The Undertaker at Bragging Rights 2010, but this never really came around to a satisfying conclusion, likely because, as they say, plans changed. Despite coming in red hot, Barrett had lost momentum due to being forced to lose to established stars like Cena and Orton. Meanwhile, Vince McMahon was apparently interested in continuing the Chronicles of Michaels and The Undertaker for the third year running. And Barrett was beaten in a comedy tag match. Joy. Number 3. Shayna Baszler beats Becky Lynch, WrestleMania 36. After firmly establishing herself as the best NXT Women's Champion of all time, Shayna Baszler burst onto Raw with great aplomb. Sure, biting Becky Lynch on the back of the neck was perhaps a little bit weird, but the Queen of Spades destroying every opponent at Elimination Chamber meant that she was getting the super push she deserved. And then she lost in her title match at WrestleMania 36, which was not originally meant to happen. Like the alleged Nexus reunion, McMahon got cold feet on this due to the lack of a crowd and planned to return to it later. The problem is, this decision is contingent on Vince's entirely unreliable ability to book long term. First, Baszler would need to claw her way back from such a loss and then be kept strong until such a time that they could return to this moment and pay it off. If Baszler had beaten Lynch, then the women's division would be a different place. The Queen of Spades' time in NXT was one of total dominance, and it seemed that WWE was gearing up for the same thing on the main roster until they bottled it. Number 2. John Cena and Jay-Z's Rap Battle, WrestleMania 19. John Cena's first match on the grandest stage of them all was at WrestleMania 20, beating Big Show for the US title before finding its comfortable spot in the main events the very next year. However, Cena's first WrestleMania appearance was originally something else entirely. By the time of WrestleMania 19 rolling around, Cena's Doctor of Thugonomics rapping gimmick was well and truly over. WWE wanted to turn this into a draw in itself, and it made sense to use this as a spot to bring a megastar onto the show. The idea was for Cena to have a rap battle with Grammy-winning icon Jay-Z, with Fabolous also in Jay's corner. However, things didn't wind up going ahead due to a clash of commitments just weeks beforehand. The idea got far enough along that Cena had no other plans to pivot to. Instead, the Doctor went ahead with the battle rap on a segment filmed for Sunday Night Heat against cardboard cutouts of his previously planned opponents. If Jay-Z had made the show, it would have been one of the biggest celebrity gets in WrestleMania history. And number 1, Eddie Guerrero vs. Shawn Michaels, WrestleMania 22. In November 2022, Court Bauer, current owner of MLW and most importantly, former WWE writer, sat down with the Insiders podcast to drop a few knowledge bombs. Bauer talked specifically at length about the build for WrestleMania 22, which, according to him, was originally set to see the clash of Bret Hart versus Vince McMahon. With Hart going into the Hall of Fame that year, although notably missing his moment to step out onto the stage at WrestleMania the next night, it's easy to believe. Clearly, despite all that had happened, he was now on good terms with the WWE. Obviously, that match did wind up happening, but it did so at WrestleMania 26 instead. Sadly, the same can't be said for the event's other planned but cancelled headliner. Bauer recalled the writers' meeting where someone brought up the idea of Shawn Michaels versus Eddie Guerrero. Excitement apparently and appropriately spread across the room about it as a technical marvel between two brilliantly talented Texan performers. It would be a match that hooked wrestling fans of differing generations, perfect for the company's marquee event. Vince was sold and he told his team to put it down in writing. Sadly, that exact conversation took place the same weekend as Guerrero's unfortunate passing, and thus this WrestleMania pitch and dream match never came to be. And that's the list. Let us know what you thought of this video down in the comments below. Which of these WrestleMania matches and moments would you have loved to see the most? And of course, let us know of any others that you know about. Don't forget to like this video, share it with your friends, subscribe, and hit that notification bell. Head over to WhatCulture.com for more content every day. I've been Cy for WhatCulture, and have a good week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.